So that I can see what your spirit is bringing to me. I want to perceive the fullness of your spirit because nothing has changed. Even in our Lord's day, there was a lot of unbelief. Amen? So John chapter 7 verse 1. After Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea, because the Jews were waiting to take his life. The Jews were waiting to take his life. But when the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near, why is it called a Jewish feast? Because the Jews were doing what they wanted. It began by being the feast of God. Amen. Not the feast of the Jews. Right. Why is it that John is calling it the feast of the Jews? Because I believe he knew the difference. John was a boy who grew up under the instructions of all these feasts. And the foundations were that they were the feasts of God. And I believe he specifies that it had become the feast of the Jews because it was a popular holiday. It might have been a holiday at one time, but it was now a holiday. When I was a boy and I went to Christmas Mass, it was a holy night. It was not about gifts and presents. It was not about Santa Claus. It was a holy night at midnight. We all went to church. It was a holy convocation. And as I shared with you, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, when I listened to what's happened to the area where I was brought up, from 1960, 85 or 87% of the people in Quebec were in church every single Sunday. In 2018, it is down. Anybody got a clue?
You said 3%.
Huh?
You told us 3%.
3% left. So there is now 3% that are going to church. Now, am I advertising? No, I'm trying to show you something. Okay? What used to be holy has become what? Perverted. Okay? The Feast of the Jews of Tabernacles was near. Verse 3. Jesus' brothers said to him, notice they were brothers, you ought to leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see the miracles you do. So they're aware of the miracles. They've seen them, but they're not believing it. Watch. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Whoa. Think about that comment coming out of their mouth. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourselves to the world. Verse 5. For even his own brothers did not believe in him. So when the word of God says that those in your own house will become enemies, that also shows you and I, there's an awareness, and it is definitely perception, that those who look at what you say and what you do and what you advertise could create anger and resentment and bitterness and division. And if it was that way for our Savior, you're next in line. Verse 6. Therefore Jesus told them, the right time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is right. The world cannot hate you, But it hates me because I testify to what it does is evil. You go to the feast. I am not yet going up to this feast because for me the right time has not yet come. I believe his brothers had a party atmosphere. They were going to go out there and have the fun and time of their life, of a celebration that is not anywhere close to what Jesus is aware of. And likewise, there have been times where God has brought me into different places because under the anointing of God, I'm aware, oh my God, I'm here for the right reason. God, you've just confirmed it two or three times. And those who are around me, some of which are my family, are actually zero, unaware of why I'm there and why they're there. And I've learned over the years that not to let it frustrate me. At one time, it would frustrate me. I would try to defend the Lord. And I can tell you, when I first got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I would say maybe a year or two, I believe the Children of Light were in operation at that time. And there's a celebration that happened every year at my wife's uncle's house. And the whole family would go. And my sons are at maybe 14, 15 or 16, 17, somewhere in there. And we're all sitting in the living room, all the men gathered in the living room, all the ladies were in the kitchen and a porch. The kids were outside playing. And all these men are in a conversation about everything negative that I can think of. And I'm really saying, beep me up, Scotty. Okay?
Beam
me up. And I remember sitting, this is a sectional sofa. And I mean, where all the guys, my father-in-law's living at that time, and all the guys are sitting on this couch, and the TV is playing, and I must have been a baseball game or whatever. And I'm not against baseball, now don't get me wrong. But I am bored thinking, what am I doing here? Can you guys relate?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
So I, inside my spirit, I'm sitting in the corner, and I'm sipping on my drink that my uncle has given me, and he was very generous with the alcohol, but I could sip it so that I could survive it. And I'm praying in the spirit, and all of a sudden, I am gone. I literally went out in the realm of the spirit. When John says, I am in the spirit on the Lord's day, that's where I went. I was gone for over an hour, and they never, never, never suspected. Their party kept on going, and I was with him. And I came back, and I remember reaching for my drink, and all their glasses are empty. And, I mean, it was just an awesome, awesome way out there experience for me. They were still partying, and I said, thank you, Lord. I had no clue you could liberate me and deliver me right into the heavens in the midst of all that alcohol and all that fluff. I'm thinking of really the backbiting that was going on, the tattling and about this one and that one. And I mean, the gossip was 1,000 miles an hour from every level, and they're all defending each other, and I'm not part of it. Watch now. Having said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers had left for the feast, he went also not publicly, but in secret. I went into the secret place. They were in the middle of their party. I was in the secret place. Now, at the feast, the Jews were watching for him and asking, where is this man? They don't call him anything but, not even rabbi, because he is a teacher. And they acknowledge that, but they call him a man. Among the crowd, there was widespread whispering about him. I love the publicity. Some said, he's a good man. Others replied, no, he deceives the people. But no one would say anything publicly about him for the fear of the Jews. The religious folks were to be feared. Not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, how did this man get such learning without having studied? I remember when I underlined that and I put a star next to it, because I believe all of the hierarchy of the Jewish religious folks had to go to the closest seminary and be taught by those that were religious and holy in their own eyes. Do you think anything has changed?
No. They said that about him when he was 12 years old.
They said the same thing at 12. Now he's 33 and they're doing the same thing. Nothing has changed. Okay? Then he said, verse 16, my teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. But he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me? Why are you trying to kill me? They respond, you are demon-possessed. The crowd answered, who is trying to kill you? Jesus said to them, I did one miracle and you are all astonished. Yet because Moses gave you the circumcision, though actually it did not come from Moses, but from the patriarchs, you circumcise a child on the Sabbath. Now, if a child can be circumcised on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath? Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment. I believe that this time of celebration that we have prepared for, not prepared to do, but prepared for, I believe the Holy Spirit will have his way in these days that are coming upon us. And that you are going to be more aware on the interior of your heart how much love he's poured into you and how much love you can pour out to those that don't understand you. Because if our Savior is an example, it's two ways. He was able to obey in spite of the pressure from his family. He was able to go to the feast and celebrate his Father. He even talks about the living water that's in him down the road. But the bottom line that I'm looking at is this. When you and I enter a season of recognizing who he is and acknowledging his love for us, it's going to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's not going to be a works program that's going to keep you holy. It's going to be an obedience program. And that is a byproduct of maturing. You will grow up. you will see more and more of his responses coming out of your heart. And you will be able to taste what he's prepared for you down the road. Because I believe as the feast unfolds, the year ahead has got some incredible words. I went over some of the material that was given to me and the words of different people. And there was an awareness this morning, very early, that he's doing something in us. He's going to manifest what he's downloaded in us in seed form, but it grows. It grows, and it's going to continue to grow because his faithfulness is on the job. His Holy Ghost is on the job. So if you'll close your eyes right now and put one hand over your heart, say the deposit, that you have put in me, Lord, over all the years that I've been following you, I want them to manifest. I want the word of knowledge. I want the word of wisdom. I want healing to flow from my hands to those that have need. And there are many. I want words of life to pour out of my heart and to release the captives and to declare freedom and healing for every heart that I minister to. Whether it's one-to-one or one-to-a-room, let it be for your glory. As this feast will be acknowledged as a holy convocation to my Heavenly Father. He said to set this time aside. And I'm doing it in obedience. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.